As the Wall Street Journal first reported, Twitter may be throwing its hat in the ring to buy the Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok. Last week, President Trump issued an executive order to ban TikTok unless it's sold to a U.S. company. So let's check in. What's up with TikTok? Derek Thompson is senior editor at The Atlantic. He joins us from Washington, as he does every Monday. And Derek, just briefly explain this news about Twitter. You know, they had a video platform, they kind of blew it. And is this purchase likely to happen?
Right. I mean, when it comes to TikTok, the drama is typically on the app. But for the last few weeks, the drama has definitely been the app itself. So most recently, as you alluded to, it's been announced that Twitter's in talks to acquire TikTok. The problem there is that TikTok has been valued at about $50 billion. Twitter's market cap is only $30 billion. So if it is a merger, it's one of the rare mergers where the fish is trying to eat a much bigger fish. That probably means it's going to need some help. And that means, you know, maybe Twitter goes into this deal with a little bit of financing. Maybe they get some kind of loan. Maybe they get some other kind of merger in order to be able to swallow this larger whale. But that is the latest development in this TikTok drama.
Well, and just in case people didn't hear, you said billion with a B. And it's just a reminder that TikTok, its reach is everywhere. In fact, TikTok helps fund NPR-produced videos from Planet Money that appear on the social media platform. A lot of young people reportedly on TikTok were behind those fake purchases of tickets to President Trump's rallies. But what case is Trump making that it should be banned?
So I think it's important to distinguish between two layers of security concerns when it comes to TikTok. The first layer of concern is that companies like TikTok, and this is also true of Facebook, of Twitter, of Google, they collect user data. And there are privacy concerns and sometimes informational disinformation manipulation concerns around companies that have access to data and use algorithms to show people certain videos over other videos or certain posts over other posts. So there's this layer of privacy concerns. But with TikTok, which is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance, there's also the concern that essentially all of this algorithmic information about users all over the world, as you said, are being fed back to the Chinese government, which then can manipulate TikTok the same way that people have accused, say, Facebook of being manipulated by the Trump administration or any other political operation around the world. The problem being that in China, the relationships between the private sector and the government are often a lot tighter than we're used to here in the United States. So what Trump said initially is that he wants to ban the app entirely. It's not entirely clear how he would do that. But more recently, he said he's open to a deal so long as the U.S. government gets a cut of whatever a Microsoft or a Twitter will pay in order to acquire TikTok. It's not entirely clear that that is legal either. So we're just in this limbo here where, you know, we don't know if the administration wants to ban the app or make money off of its sale.
Well, you talk about the security issues. We're seeing reporting that young people on TikTok are increasingly getting behind completely false conspiracy theories like QAnon. U.S. intelligence agencies are saying that China, along with Iran and Russia, would be interfering in the U.S. election, but perhaps on behalf of Joe Biden in China's case. And then you talk about, you know, getting information. If TikTok is purchased by a U.S. company, will that resolve those security concerns?
It does seem like the administration will back off threats to ban the app. If a American company like Microsoft or Twitter acquires TikTok and it can guarantee that it's not going to have any relationship going forward with the Chinese government, even though right now its parent company does have tight relationships with the Chinese government. So that should allay concerns. But again, remember how I framed this up top? That really allays the second layer of concerns. It doesn't allay the first layer of concerns, which is that, you know, we've come off several years of trying to think coherently and comprehensively about the way that all of these tech companies insinuate themselves into our lives and use our data combined with their sophisticated algorithms to show us certain things that may or may not be entirely true. So there are a lot of different issues with a company like TikTok, and only one aspect of those issues will firmly be resolved by a sale to an American company.
Well, meanwhile, you know, why would anyone, you know, why would someone want to give a cut to the U.S. government also? But what does it say to us also that TikTok this Chinese-owned company has such success in the U.S.?
It's a really, really good question. I think we're used to an idea that the United States is the cultural exporter of the world, and that people all across the world, you know, drink Coca-Cola and watch Disney films and use our technology. This is, you know, not the first, clearly, but certainly one of the most significant instances where American teenagers have been devoted to a technological product that is closely associated with the Chinese government. It's a really interesting moment in time, and I think goes to show you how sort of, you know, multipolar this world is. So another thing to look forward to, I think.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thank you so much.
Thank you.